Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to True Restoration's Tolkien Book Club on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Charles Borchard, and today we are joined by Paul O'Brien again. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a big episode for the series. I think this is probably my favourite chapter in the whole of The Hobbit. There are some other really good chapters in The Hobbit, but I think this one in particular captures my imagination the most. And this is chapter 5, Riddles in the Dark. So just to start us off, what has been, because I know you've been a fan of the Tolkien books for many years, what's your just general opinion about this chapter, Paul?
Well, for me, this chapter is probably the most important in the book because it sets up really the Lord of the Rings from here. This is where we meet, while, you know, Sauron is the main villain, Gollum is essentially the Judas character for the whole story. As we go into the Lord of the Rings and he's traveling with Frodo and calling him master, he betrays him in the end. There's a lot of interesting aspects to Gollum and his introduction at this point. Obviously, he's the ring bearer at this point in time and has been for centuries. Bilbo's about to become the ring bearer. And we know from later on that the ring confers powers on the bearer of the ring, according to their stature. So Gollum, you know, we meet him. He's a small, mean character. He doesn't even name himself Gollum. He doesn't tell anyone his name's Gollum. Tolkien just describes him as Gollum. It's more the sound that he makes in his throat, you know, which is a sort of probably a pneumonia-like condition from living wet and cold for, you know, 400 years or whatever it's been since he found the ring. So it's a very exciting point in the whole story in that it gives Bilbo, in terms of The Hobbit, it just gives Bilbo what he needs to become a really good burglar, which is the ability to be invisible. But I think it gives him more than that in terms of the power that is conferred upon Bilbo is not just the ability to be invisible. We notice that from this moment on, Bilbo becomes a much more confident. He's more embracing the challenges that are put in front of him now. It's almost like he had a latent bravery, which is the thing that Gandalf chose him for, being the grandson of Belladonna Took. It was because, you know, he had some heroes in his ancestry and Gandalf wanted to tap into that. So, you know, up to this point, Bilbo's been a pain in the neck to everyone, complaining, causing problems, accidents. You know, now Bilbo's about to win a riddle competition. He's about to outsmart Gollum in escaping the mountain. He's about to defeat a bunch of orcs to get out of the mountain. And then he's going to surprise the dwarves with his escape. And they're going to think, wow, this guy actually might be what we're looking for. From now on in this journey, Bilbo starts to become a real leader. Now, whether that's the sum of his experiences or whether that's some sort of power that comes from the ring is, you know, open for discussion. But also the riddles are hilarious. You know, it's a very funny part of the book. So it's exciting.
There's so much to unpack with what you said. Obviously, whoever's listening to this probably has already read the chapter, would hope so, but just to give a very brief overview, Bilbo finds himself down in the sort of this lake cave area that's like deep and hidden, and he comes across Gollum. Before he comes across Gollum, he finds the ring on the ground, and he doesn't obviously understand the significance of the ring. He doesn't know how to get out, so Gollum, who basically just wants to eat him, is held off. He's held at bay by his want to partake in a game of riddles. And through that, Gollum basically discovers then, strongly understands that Bilbo has the ring and he wants it back. Bilbo uses the ring and is able to evade Gollum and find his way out eventually. So all of that is a very brief summary of what occurs, because so much does occur in the chapter. And I think one element I really think that caught my imagination, what you just said.